How's your ride? New studio?
New studio? Yeah, we're in the new studio. Friend of the podcast, Ryan, who was on the podcast in season one.
Contributor to games.
Contributor to games. Developed Animal Kingdom, which this now is.
You keep saying that.
You keep shaking your head at that.
I don't see the relationship.
I've outlined it very clearly how we got here from Animal Kingdom to Starfold.
Not Night Sky. That's a whole different show. The renaming of the game.
I really like Night Sky. I haven't done any research on it. The only research that I've done lately has led me to more games that are...
just like ours?
Just like our game. Listen to the description of this game. Star-aligned? Use your telescope to search the night sky for the most beautiful constellations. What? That game exists. That's a game.
I'm Hunter Pence, and you're listening to the Misplay Podcast. Oh, yeah.
Hello, and welcome to the Misplay, where we don't care what our opponent is doing. My name is Mark.
My name is Jason.
Finding you need to pay a little more attention in your games?
Yes. I played a game with I'm So Bad. I played our game. I played Starfold, A Night Sky, The Night Sky, the other night. And I played it intentionally, just trying to build my pattern, not caring at all about what he was doing. Just build my pattern. And I know we've heard that from people who've played our game for the first time. That's an initial strategy. That's what people do the first time they're playing the game. Some people didn't work out for me against I'm So Bad.
Color me surprised.
What color is that? It's like blue?
I go with yellow. Surprised is a yellow zone.
Okay. So yeah, that was my misplay with I'm So Bad is he's just, you can't do that against him. I'm going to be able to do that against other people and maybe make my pattern. But against somebody who is playing defense, that's a really tough strategy to get away with.
Especially if you give away your pattern.
Yes. Yeah, I gave away my pattern. That's what I was doing. I was making it pretty clear what I was doing because I was just trying to put my pattern in as many possible spots as possible. Many, yeah.
That makes sense. I follow you.
And yeah, he was able to block it. So my thought today, Mark, is we've been talking more about the game and how it's played. Kind of, it's been coming up in every episode. And what I thought would be really nice for the listeners was for them to be able to see the game being played. Now, we are a podcast. It's a little difficult, but I've come up with a way. And of course, next year, YouTube will be live, hopefully. Mark's looking at me with a little bit of...
next year's coming up very quickly.
It is. It is almost next year.
I feel frightened.
But I really want the audience to see how the game is played. And what I'm going to do is record my screen while you and I play a game.
Okay.
And I'm going to make no edits to the audio so that when I say press play, you can press play. And then at that point, listen to our podcast and everything you're seeing on the video will be in sync with what we're doing in the room as we're playing. I think it'll work.
You could almost think of this as a beta test for our prospect of moving to video podcast, right?
Yeah, a little, yeah.
So I think it will be useful to be able to kind of play around with the tech side for you. I'm sure you'll enjoy that. But I also think it could serve a little bit as a tutorial for new players because we've gotten feedback on Board Game Geek competition. We've gotten feedback from other players. Like, we're revising the rules. We will continue to revise the rules. But there's sometimes still ambiguity that leads people to not play correctly. And I think having a video model of here is how to move pieces and how to progress the game, I think would be a useful thing to have, especially as we go into our manufacturing, marketing. What else do we have to do next year?
There's the big list.
So as we move into those things, I think it'll be helpful to have the video model for new players that continue to be introduced and get to play the game.
And the version that we're going to be playing, Mark, is version 15. This is the version that we created for the Board Game Geek print and play contest. but it is going to look a little bit different because you're seeing now our team testing room. This is kind of the behind the scenes, and we've done a couple of different things in this team testing room. We don't have three legend cards with three patterns on it. We're currently testing a four pattern card and 1 3 pattern card. And we're trying to compare how the game plays between having three patterns and four patterns. Today, we're going to play for the first time, Mark, you and I, on a four pattern card. I've played with I'm So Bad, but I haven't played with you. There's some new patterns on there.
I really like the Goomba face.
Yeah. Yeah, we came up with that one.
It's very in the spirit of how the theme that we've talked about the game, Box with a Tail, Rocket Ship.
And before we get to the playing, I want to apologize to the people who are listening in the car right now who are like, oh yeah, the misplay's out. I'm going to listen on my drive to work. You're still going to hear us. We'll be talking about the game, but it's not going to be as cool as being able to watch us play at the same time. If you are in a position where you can watch, you can head over to our Discord. You can look at the video, listen to the podcast at the same time when we say play. And there will also be a link in our show notes. But before we play, this week's episode is brought to you by Board Game Casual. Board Game Casual is a YouTube channel welcoming people into the board game hobby with video reviews, recommendations, unboxings, tips for accessorizing on a budget, and more. They have a great video out about Game Market West, raising the visibility of board game designers in the Bay Area, just like Board Game Casual does for us, the Misplay. We appreciate all of their support and all of their kind words. Give Board Game Casual a view at Board Game Casual on YouTube, at Board Game Casual channel.
I would say, where are we? But we already know we're going to play. Well, we buried the lead a little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to play.
Yes.
Let's go.
Okay. This is going to be a little bit of a YouTube trial because for the first time, well, not the first time, we were live at Gen Con. I feel like a couple of other times we've talked kind of live, but we've always made edits still. This will be the first time for sure, I think, where we'll go 20 minutes with no edits, where we're just live. That's what YouTube's going to have to be. We're not going to record different videos for the podcast and for YouTube. We're just going to say, this is the show. And I think it will sound a little bit different going forward if that's what we decide to do.
I was just figured we would have the YouTube raw and then do an edit cut for the show release.
We could, but it's just raising the level of work we got to do, right?
I see you.
So for those of you who are ready with the video, go ahead right now and press play.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for inviting me to play this really cool game. I see some pictures and some tile. What do I do?
Great. So for the audience and for my new player here, Mark, we are going to do just a quick tutorial on how the game plays. Looking at the screen right now, you can see a 5x5 grid. You can see pattern cards down at the bottom. They're face down. And then we have a legend card here in the center. And up here, there are a couple of buttons. There is our rotate button here. That's going to turn our board. Deal is going to deal out to tiles. I'm just going to put out a bunch of tiles for explaining the game right now. The object in this game is to make your pattern. So just hypothetically, let's say my pattern is this rocket ship. My goal is to place 5 tiles of one color in that pattern. And playing on playing cards, our bottom is always down. We don't have that problem where, you know, the person sitting across from you is looking at the board differently. So for right now, the bottom of my board is always down. That red line means this is what my pattern needs to look like.
So even though it's built here, this doesn't win.
Correct. Mark has rotated the board. That is not a winning pattern. In order for me to win, I must see the pattern exactly like this. And it does all have to be in one color. So in order to do that, you're going to be placing tiles on any of the open spaces on the board. So if I take a blue tile and I place it to the board, I can then move any of the surrounding tiles, and there's up to 8 surrounding tiles. I can move them left, right, up, or down. So I'm going to take the wild tile. I'm going to say that's the tile I'm going to move. I can't move it to the right because there's another tile there. There's no stacking in this version. I can't move it down. I can move it to the left. That's the only legal move with that tile. If I wanted to move this tile, because it is a surrounding tile as well, I can move it up, I can move it down, and I can move it to the right. So same thing if I put an orange one here. If I place the blue tile, I can then move this orange one. I can push it in these directions. When you play an orange tile to the board, you move a surrounding tile diagonally. So if I place it here, I can move any of these 3 blues, including the wild. It's also orange and gray at the same time. I can move these diagonally. So I'll move this one. I'll announce that I'm going to move this tile. I can push it that way, or I can pull it down. I can also move the wild tile. I can push it up, or I can push it diagonally that way. Same thing with this blue tile. I can go here. A lot of options. So just placing this orange tile, I have at least 8 different things that I can do, I think. 8 different directions I can go. When you place a gray tile to the board, you're going to place it. That's where it's going to go. And then instead of moving any of the tiles on the board, Mark, you click rotate clockwise, and the board is going to rotate 90 degrees clockwise, which can be a little disorienting. I don't know yet if it feels better in person when you're turning the board. How have you felt in person?
I like the rotation of the board in person. The orientation doesn't bother me so much. I've been more bothered trying to explain it in a way that is clear and efficient to players when I'm teaching.
So while I'm trying to make my shape, I call this a little rocket ship. What do you call this?
I call it rocket ship also.
Mark is going to also be making a pattern that's hidden to me. So there it is. We've talked about this one all the time.
Box with a tail.
Box with a tail. So Mark will be trying to make this pattern on the board in any one color. If I'm trying to build my rocket ship in blue, he can try to build his box and tail with blue as well. He can build it in gray. He can build it in orange, as long as it's all one color. The game will end immediately when one player has built their pattern. You know, it is possible to build your pattern and not see it. Like, that is possible. I wonder if I've ever lost the game because I just didn't see my pattern on the board. I wonder.
I win.
Let me ask, Mark, based on that explanation, as a new player, do you have any questions? Do you feel like there's anything I didn't hit?
I don't think so, but I'm also like the meta new player, right? So I'm like, oh, I already know what we're doing.
We didn't talk about how the tiles come out.
But I did win. I built my shape.
Did you? Every round, there's 9 tiles. So I click deal. And so you can see in this round, there's going to be 5 blue, 3 orange, and 1 gray. So in the first round, you can't win in gray because you need 5. You can't win in orange because there's only going to be 4 orange tiles if you count the wild tile. You could win in the first round if you build your shape in blue. So that's something you have to be on the lookout for. And then after we go through that shared pool and that empties, we'll press deal again and we'll have another 9 tiles dealt to the board.
What happens if we get through all 27 tiles and nobody wins?
24. So there's 25. Wild's already on the board. 24 means that the game is a draw. One of the reasons we're testing 4 cards is we are trying to find out if the game ends. There's a number in which this game, you told me competitive chess ends in like 50% ties. I don't know if that's, it's a high number. When people are of equal skill level, we're trying to figure out what we want our game to be. We think draws are okay, but there can't be too many draws. I don't think this game would be fun if 50% of all games were draws on equal skill level. But maybe there's people out there who think, no, that's exactly what a competitive game between 2 people should be when luck isn't a huge factor. I don't know. We're trying to keep it a little bit lower, though, I think. So that's the difference between trying to test this yellow card and this purple card. So these are the four patterns that are going to be in the game. There's no other patterns in the game. We're going to do something so the audience sees both of the patterns so they know. They can close their eyes and not see yours if they want, but mine's always going to be up on the video. I'm going to have you reveal yours in a second.
Okay.
So I'm going to reset the board. And, you know, if you ever want to play this game, there's links in our Discord. You can play anytime by heading over to our Discord and then going to our playing cards room. Now that you all have the secret code for our testing up top as well. I'm going to reset the game. And that shuffles the purples. And I'm going to make sure Mark can't see my screen where he is.
I can a little bit. You should turn a little more. I'll try not to look.
I'm going to turn my screen a little bit more. Is that okay?
You're good. Okay.
So I'm going to pull my pattern and the audience can see the shape that I'm going to be building. Mark is going to pull his pattern to his seat. And then Mark, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover my eyes. Okay. I'm going to cover my eyes. You're going to reveal it to the audience. And the audience can then know both patterns. If they want to play it from my perspective, they can not look too. So I'll close my eyes and you tell me when to open them, Mark. You ready? I'm going to close my eyes. Hopefully Mark is showing his pattern. He's not saying anything.
I've revealed my pattern. Give me 1 second to move it back. Okay.
All right. So my eyes were closed. I don't know what Mark is. Our official rules say last person to play a tile game. I think I've played most recently. So I get to go first.
Have fun.
Looking at the board. Wow. The 3-3-3 distribution. That's what we like to see. Except, you know, some people have said to me, well, nobody can win in the first round. Because the most you'll ever have of one color is four. That is correct.
That was a complaint I heard at Gen Con.
Yeah.
A comment I heard at Gen Con.
It's weird. Like, yeah, that's how the game works. I don't know. There's not another way to do that.
I don't necessarily want the game to end in the first nine tiles.
All right. So I'm going to try to make a move. And I don't want Mark to know what my color is. So I like to just get wild and just move it. So I move that one diagonally. Early in the game, you don't have a lot of choices. As the game goes on, you have a lot more choices of what you can do with the board. So I place the orange tile and I move the wild diagonally.
So I played back in the middle and I'm splitting up Jason's tiles.
Or is he? Or is that all just a part of my master plan? Played a blue down. Why? I don't know. We'll get there eventually.
I have a new strategy.
I assume it's a secret and you can't tell me. You know, one of the things with the gray tiles at this point in the game, it's kind of like, there are strategic ways to use them. We just have to be better at our own game. One thing to think about every time a round starts is there's three gray tiles, which means the board is going to be three 90-degree rotations from where we are right now. I like to do a thing, or Jeff was trying to teach me, that you can rotate your card in your hand like that to kind of indicate, you know, where it's going to be at the end of the round. It's still too advanced for me. Jeff is watching this video going, come on, come on, Jason. How do you not get it? Yeah, I still don't get it.
It's a visual shortcut more than it is a strategy thing.
So it's going to be, I think when this round ends, if I want to be building my pattern to win, it's got to be there, but I'm not 100% sure. So now you got four orange, kind of in the vicinity of each other, that can always get scary because you could always jump from that to a winning pattern with potentially a move. I'm not sure with these shapes if you could. So we've got these gray tiles now. So I want to disrupt Mark a little bit. Put a gray one here. And then the board rotates. I'm so bad as watching this going, what are you doing, Parm? Which is going to be a bit of a preview to an upcoming episode that's in the works. It's kind of like Festivus, the holiday that was celebrated on Seinfeld where you air your grievances. We're going to have a future episode where I'm so bad just airs his grievances with me. How I'm playing in this game is definitely going to be something on there.
I'm sure I'm no better. Stay tuned.
I'm just gonna put this gray one over here.
Seems good.
All right. So I was the last player to go in that round. I'm going to press deal. Mark is going to be the first player to go in this round. Okay, I gotta move my pattern back. I don't understand. Sorry, Jeff. So, interestingly, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No.
I was just going to sing a song.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, let me go. What, did you move? You got to push. Interestingly, there's four grays in this round, and that's going to bring the board all the way back to where we are, right? Four rotations is, or is three rotations get you? It's four, right? It's got to be four, right?
Four rotations puts you back where you started the round.
Right. So we're going to be back with the tiles in this position. Okay, how am I going to win? Is a question I should be asking myself.
I like that you're asking that, and how do I not lose?
Oh, that's scary. Can I do that?
No, because orange moves diagonal.
Oh, yeah. I was just getting ready to move that piece. I just mean, can I put that many oranges together there? Scary. I don't know that I can. Mind blown. Mind blown. There's things I want to say to the audience, but I don't want to give away what my pattern is.
I know. It's tough to talk about, like, oh, what's my strategy while...
Right.
But I mean, I can go back and say earlier in the first round, my plan was to cut in half the colors that you were playing. So Jason would play like orange, and then I would try to draw a line between the orange tiles that Jason set up. For better or for worse.
I thought you were confidently making a move. I was worried.
I am confidently making a
move. Oh, no. I thought you were going to reveal your card. I didn't.
No, not yet.
Not yet. All right. How can I win? I like to say to Mark, do I just win? When I have no idea what I'm doing? Just to sow some seeds of doubt. There's pressure playing live like this. Do you feel pressure?
No.
I feel pressure.
I feel
people watching me, judging me.
I feel the same. I just want to beat you.
I mean, I want to beat you too, especially with people watching. I mean, I will say, like, just to give, like, honest feedback, it's hard to manage the rotating board. There's a lot going on. Even I know where it's going to end up. Like, you play this blue tile. I always feel like the game is heading to a draw and then I just lose. Is the thing. Okay. Do I just win?
No.
I know. I should be thinking, what is Mark's pattern, right? And I really don't know. Again, this is only our second time playing with four patterns. And it's definitely more challenging to try to track.
Oh, I have a game for you to play. I'm going to close my eyes. And if you count on the legend card... corner, the top left-hand corner, be one.
Yeah.
Two, the top right corner. Three, the bottom left corner.
Yeah.
And four, the bottom right corner. Oh, you can't.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to figure that one out.
Because there's no camera.
You're gonna close your eyes and hear me say a number.
No, I wanted you to show on the legend.
I can use my cursor and go over. But I have no idea. It doesn't matter. I do not know. I feel like when we play with three... I have an idea at this point in the game. With four, I don't know.
I think I have you on a 50-50.
I don't even know what I'm doing. All right. I just want to make sure when I place this, Mark doesn't win on his next turn. That is what I am trying to avoid. Or straight up win now. Turning my head sideways as the board's going to rotate that way. Again, I'm sorry, I'm so bad. Can't wait to see his comments.
We didn't mean it. Oh.
Oh. No, don't say that.
No, I'm just thinking.
We counting the grays?
I am counting how many gray tiles are left in the game.
Seven. There's potentially two more. There's potentially two more but they could not, oh, they'll come up because all nine are going to be drawn, but they might not get played unless you play them because there's three extra tiles in the game. There's a lot of discussion about why that we can have later, why we do that. Not sure if it's right yet still.
That might have been bad.
I'm hoping it is, but I don't. Doesn't look bad. All right, deal. I feel like I win. Let me see. Yeah. I have made the rocket ship.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see it with the grays?
I do. I feel sad.
So that's where the video stopped. I built my gray pattern. I usually like to ask right away to people who are playing the game, do you know what the other person's pattern is?
I did not know what your pattern was. And the 50-50 that I was on was not the rocket ship.
Okay, so you did try to narrow it down. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have no idea what your pattern could be. And I actually found myself playing that game a little randomly, to be honest with you, especially with I knew that it was being watched, and I felt like I was even sitting at a weird angle, and the board was rotating a lot. And even though I really like the rocket pattern, it's a hard one for me to track versus something like the T. I think the T is like very straightforward to kind of to look at and know what you're doing when the board rotates. It's like the beginner pattern. No idea what you were. I couldn't even guess.
Oh, I thought you knew. But I think you were just playing a basic defense. One of the things that I've struggled with is I love box with a tail, but it's a really hard pattern to make in the game.
Why?
Well, I'm so bad, we'll tell you that you just fill in every box with opposing color. So if you look at the end state of our game, you'll see there's like a corner in every color. And you filled in the corner every time, except the orange corner on the left-hand side. But like, if you just go through the game and you fill in those corners every time, you prevent Box with a Tail from being able to be built.
I need the math. I need the math. I'm not saying you're wrong. I need the math. So you are Box with a Tail?
Yeah.
Oh, that was cool. You got that one after talking about it a lot. And I got Rocket Ship. It's my favorite.
I thought you were a Goomba face.
Even that one, I feel like I could track a little bit better as the board rotates. But honestly, I really felt like I was playing that game a little randomly. And it wasn't, as I'm So Bad knows, like a masterful stroke of genius of what I was doing to get the winning pattern. I saw it on that turn when I played it. I didn't see it two turns ahead of time. Now, I was trying to build that area out. So there are a lot of gray. If you take the eight surrounding tiles to that one orange tile, seven of them are potentially gray. So I was kind of boxing them in.
Did you see a move that was there a move where I could have blocked your pattern? I'm looking back at the last like two moves. I did a rotation that I thought cut off. I was essentially playing for the draw when I made my last rotation of the board in round two.
I think you had to put a blue or orange in my final spot. That would have made it extremely difficult for me to then move it and then get a gray tile back. Mm. Because I think it was pretty well boxed in. And outside of that, I don't know if there would have been any opportunity for me to win the game on any other color.
GG's.
What is your opinion on four pattern card? First time playing it, aside from previous versions where I think we had six at one point. Way back when, but having played a bunch of games on version 15, which is three patterns on the card, star chart, how was four for you? Because you said you didn't know what my pattern was. You were a 50-50 guess the wrong way.
I was a 50-50 wrong guess, and I was kind of baiting your pattern a little bit. Like the way that I was setting up my shape was also setting up the rocket ship. I would have played similarly if I was the rocket ship. And so since I had you on Goomba Face or T, I was like, well, if I play a way that could be Rocket Ship or Box with the Tail, I was hoping to create an opening that way. But since I was building towards your shape and you were either by design or incidentally filling in my boxes. I think that was kind of the setup that didn't work well for me in terms of trying to win the game.
You mentioned my strategy, my defense earlier. I was saying, you heard me a couple times while I was playing, if I place this, is there any way for him to make a pattern on the next move? Always thinking that I don't want to leave the board in a situation where a pattern can be made if you can notice it, if you can avoid that. There's times where you can't. There's too much information out there, or you just miss it. But that was my general defense. It was, okay, if I put this tile, can Mark on his next turn make the box? Can he make the smiley face? Can he make the T? And I felt like you couldn't, but I don't know. There, you know, again, somebody else watching the game might find an inflection point where they go, oh, well, if Mark had just moved a tile this way, then he would have been able to make his shape.
Sure. I felt like I played that way mostly through the majority of the game, where I was like, oh, the moves that I was making did not allow for T or Goomba face, except at the end where I was like, oh, in the video, I was like, uh-oh, I might have stumbled into Goomba face, but it wasn't. It was actually like the old bridge that was too small because it didn't use all three columns. If you are someone who's been following the story and have thoughts about the teach or the way we played or the commentary that we made, feel free to let us know in Discord. If you happen to be a new listener who's watching the video for the first time for some reason, weigh in. Let us know what you think about the movement, the game, the design, the theme. We talked a lot about the names of the constellations that we were playing with. Those are not necessarily the official names. If you have thoughts, feedback, weigh-ins, we've started having little thematic discussions in Discord. We'd happily continue that discussion with anybody who saw the live play along.
I loved Micah's thoughts in Discord about kids in the city looking up and having that whole theme of objects and things you might see in a city be reflective in the sky. I really like Micah's thoughts.
Their comment about playing with round pieces rather than squares also was really compelling to me.
Yeah, and big shout out for them for print and playing the game and giving it a try. They played it at home with components they had, plus our print and play materials.
The Misplay podcast is brought to you by Mike C., Missy, JP Savard, Parney, Kyle Flowers, Adjos, Brian Bins, and Peter. Consider donating at buymeacoffee.com/themisplay. If you'd like to become a featured sponsor of the show, find our form at themisplay.com/sponsors. I would say, where are we? But we already know we're going to play.
Yeah, it's like anticlimactic to set that up. So
go back, say anticlimactic again.
Yeah, so a little anticlimactic?
Close enough.
Just screw it.